This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Colombia, the world's most dangerous country for labor unionists, is asking for membership in the OECD. But labor leaders are objecting. The OECD is an organization of 34 mostly economically rich countries. The labor leaders are pointing to Colombia's horrendous anti-union record. In the past 20 years, some 4,000 unionists have been killed in the country. Each year, more union activists are killed in Colombia than in the rest of the world combined. And the government does little to bring the murderers to justice. I talked to John Evans about Colombia's request to join the OECD. Mr. Evans is the General Secretary of TUAC, the Trade Union Advisory Committee of the OECD. I asked him about TUAC's position on Colombia's request to join the OECD.
Colombia is one of a number of countries who've applied for membership. I think there are currently seven who are going through sort of pre-assessment. Colombia is an exceptional situation simply because of the assassination of trade unionists, which is going on still on a weekly basis in Colombia. And although the numbers of assassinations and the death threats has fallen over the last 2 to 3 years quite significantly, and nevertheless, you know, for an OECD country where last year 20 trade union leaders were assassinated, where already this year 4 or 5 leaders have been assassinated, where daily there are death threats coming to trade unionists for ordinary work, our basically message is, look, Colombia has to stamp that out before it become an OECD member. We think perhaps a clear monitoring process before Colombia could join the OECD, where the government is obliged to show what they are doing on the ground to stop the immunity of those carrying out these killings, to ensure there's a stronger legal system, and to also remove other abuses of labor rights in Colombia is clearly has to be part of any conditions of moving eventually towards an OECD membership. And that's an issue which we're working with the Colombian unions and our colleagues in the trade union of the Americas to try to ensure that those points are brought in the next few weeks into the negotiations if the issue goes ahead.